This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Douglas Shire Council is doing what the majority of councillors and the Mayor said they'd do during the election campaign. Kickstart our Shire, because the engine certainly was spluttering under the old guard. Councillors have adopted further measures to help local businesses, as economic predictions revealed the gross regional product could decline by 25.3% this quarter due to COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. In a recent presentation to council, an economic advisory firm forecasts that the region could lose up to 12.7% of local jobs by the end of June this year. This equates to a loss of 828 jobs and $185 million from the local economy since June 2019. Now, if JobKeeper recipients are included, the loss of employment is expected to reach 23.7% or 1,547 jobs. And as a shire of 12,000 people, that's a big hit. Council has adopted additional initiatives such as strengthening the allowances or adjustments in its procurement policy and allocated funding towards an Economic Recovery Community webinar program for Douglas businesses impacted by the current pandemic. Recruitment for a Tourism and Economic Development Officer is also underway to help the region better respond to economic impacts, enhance job opportunities, and support local businesses, which is very, very important. I was disappointed to see the vote to have an economic development officer not being unanimous, with councillors Noley and Zamataro voting against it, citing economic reasons for not having an economic expert. Their reasoning is unreasonable. If an economic development officer was essential before COVID-19, it's vital during and post COVID-19, and their resistance to it is totally absurd. As part of the previous council, the duo were happy to vote to spend money on carbon credit schemes in other shires and buy up land in the Daintree for reasons still not fully known, and support fancy highfalutin lagoons that was a pipe dream to begin with. Now, when a sensible idea is flagged, like an economic development officer, it's hands up to vote no. All I can say is, what the? Progressive Mayor Michael Kerr and councillors Peter McEwen and Lisa Scommerson are on the right track and bringing a breath of fresh air to a council that was taking the Shire to the edge of a cliff. Thank God we're now heading in a new direction with public consultation high on the agenda for future projects, something the previous council was not doing. Mayor Michael Kerr says council would continue to work with the community to get through this challenging period. Council will consider further measures during the preparation of the 2020-2021 annual budget. Good news for Port Douglas. Pedestrians will be able to safely enjoy a walk down Warner Street with a new concrete footpath set to be installed in coming weeks. Council is continuing important works with 149 individual projects valued at $25 million and a further $20 million in disaster recovery projects under management. The announcements follow a launch of the Economic Recovery Group's Buy Douglas, Bill Douglas campaign, which is encouraging people to support local businesses, which Fab FM supports. Planning is underway for the possibility of holding events once restrictions ease later in the year as part of all of that. This meeting yesterday was a big one. Summing it up now, and there are still a few ghosts wafting around the council, but they are ghosts of council's past. There's a new spirit in town, a spirit of cooperation and hope. The dark forces will continue to try and divide the community and drive wedges between citizens, but they will fail. Good people are now driving this council, and if we ever need those light warriors, it's now.